Chapter 1. The Final Episode. March 14, 2015. I traveled home to suburban Westchester County from work in New York City on a Saturday night with no clue how crazy things were about to get. Crazy is generally the norm in my life. My nemesis, Robert Durst, was in custody in New Orleans. I just hosted a full hour of live television that included two segments on Durst on my show Justice with Judge Jeanine on the Fox News Channel. I would be back in that same Studio J the following night covering Durst for a whole hour. It was late, but as usual, when I got home, I gave my handsome standard poodle Sir Lancelot, a.k.a. Lance, and Mickey Moto, a.k.a. Mickey, a midnight snack. I flipped through the mail. I ate half a pint of Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia and, feeling guilty as hell, went upstairs to wash the TV makeup off my face. I began the torturous process of removing the false eyelashes. You've got to hand it to Fox News. They do not skimp on makeup. I had to be up at 4 a.m. to do another live hit back in Manhattan at 7 a.m. for NBC's Today to discuss the highly anticipated final episode of The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst, the riveting documentary series that had been airing on HBO. I finished taking the false eyelashes off, scrubbed my face clean, and felt free of the mask that is piled on my face for those high-def cameras. I sat down on my bed, bone-tired. In addition to speeches and my job at Fox, the past 6 weeks had been all Durst all the time. Many of the most rabid Jinx viewers hadn't even been born when Kathleen Durst disappeared. Many had never even heard of Robert Durst before. Some people remember the case, but only sort of. The series got everyone up to speed and put Robert Durst front and center in the national consciousness again. It had been 12 years since his acquittal of a murder in Galveston shocked the nation. But for the viewers of The Jinx, it was happening as if for the first time. For me, the case had never been far from my thoughts. It had consumed me the way it had haunted the